Bit below normal in the low 60s. During the day on Wednesday, we'll get even cooler. Another front moves by this evening, and that will drop temperatures into the mid-50s for highs. Lows on Thursday morning will dip into the mid-30s. Partly cloudy skies and low 60s as we head through the end of the week. Sunshine in 70s on Saturday, ahead of a storm that will bring some rain for Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here now, 63 degrees, KSL's top story. The Alpine School District is taking steps towards splitting into smaller districts. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe here.
Alpine is by far the largest district in the state and has considered a split before, but the latest options the board is looking at would either split into two districts or three. The board just committed to studying these options in their latest meeting, but that still means they'll have to have public comments in the next few months. And if they do decide to split, voters in the Alpine District would have the final say in November.
A spokesperson for the district told Utah's Noon News they could just keep the district together and also not split. Farmington police say two residents were scammed out of $50,000 today from someone pretending to be a police officer. They're reminding residents that police will never contact you and ask you for money. If you receive a call from somebody claiming to be an officer or an FBI agent, hang up and call local law enforcement. The University of Utah is explaining why they broke up last night's pro-Palestinian encampment. Communications Officer Chris Nelson says the rules are clear. Encampments are not allowed on the U of U campus, and they want to do everything they can to keep students safe.
I would tell you definitively where we stand is with our students. We want our students to be successful, and we want our students to graduate and go on and have productive lives. And so that is what guides nearly every decision we make.
He says they'll always allow free speech on campus, but they won't allow it to be, quote, overtaken. The governor of New York says protesters at Columbia University have crossed the line. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Governor Kathy Hochul says while every American has a First Amendment right to peacefully protest, protesters who occupied a building have gone too far.
They forced staff from their jobs, students from the security of using buildings. They broke windows, barricaded exits, and these individuals are clearly breaking the law.
Hochul is calling for normalcy to return to the state's college campuses so that graduating students can participate in commencement that they deserve. The occupiers are now facing expulsion at Columbia, but one protest leader says they are standing firm.
Students and community members are risking suspension and arrest to end the true state of emergency on campus. Columbia's complicity in the genocide in Gaza.
They continue to demand the university divest itself from Israel. Former President Trump was fined $9,000 for repeatedly violating a gag order in his criminal hush money trial. Mr. Trump had little to say after today's court session.
There's no crime. There's no anything here.
The judge also warned that if Mr. Trump continues to attack witnesses and jurors, he could go to jail. And the Drug Enforcement Administration is planning to recommend reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. It would recognize medical use of cannabis and acknowledge it has less potential for abuse than some of the nation's most dangerous drugs. It would not legalize the drug. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A man involved in a Salt Lake City murder 6 years ago has been sentenced to serve up to 30 years in prison. A judge called the killing senseless while sentencing Enrique DeLoza today. A new report says the majority of Utah voters believe that their quality of life is worse now than it was 5 years ago. The reason, the main reason? Housing.
According to this year's Utah Priorities Project report from the Utah Foundation, more than 60% of Utah voters said their quality of life is worse now compared to even the early days of the pandemic or even during the Great Recession. Utah Foundation President Sean Tigan tells me atop the list of specific issues on the minds of Utah voters, housing affordability was number one for the very first time. He says while many other housing markets have seen some stability here in Utah,
we really experienced something that is particularly scary for a lot of people.
Some other top concerns include people feeling that politicians don't listen to them, the cost of non-housing needs, and government overreach. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Provo Airport is adding a third major carrier to its schedule. American Airlines is going to be soaring out of the new airport by October.
Mayor Cafusi took office, as mayors normally do. They are looking through master plans and plans for growth. She asked an important question. What's magically going to happen in 20 years that can't happen today?
Provo Airport Director Brian Torgerson told Javen Dujanovic former Mayor John Curtis was also instrumental in helping expand the facility, which then brought in the commercial airlines. Now a third is coming. Goodbye, snow-peaked mountains. Hello, mosquito season.
Standing water from spring runoff and other areas of melted snow are the perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes. The Salt Lake City Mosquito Abatement Team are just starting to get an idea of what the season will be like. Mosquito populations skyrocketed last spring after the record-breaking winter. So far, it looks like a normal summer, but if we continue to get rain with warm temperatures, the bugs could multiply quick.
KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla there. Abatement teams recommend getting rid of all the still water around your yard to avoid attracting mosquitoes. KSL News Time 4:36. First look traffic, Ricky. How's the rush?
We've got a lot of problems out there. Crews are wrapping up a crash at the I-80 junction in Redwood Road. It's on the right. Also on the right shoulder, an accident in West Valley, eastbound on the 201 as you're approaching I-215's West Belt. But we have a new accident eastbound I-80 near Bangor Highway, about 40th West. We have one vehicle in the center lane of travel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And